Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy-doody and happy Friday. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 15th of May, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. All right, parents, listen up. This one's for you. If you got some kids on Spotify, want to do a little sneaking around to see what the hell they've been checking out? Well, now you can. Actually, this was announced in October of last year. It's actually a standalone kids app for the Spotify family users. The new kids app was, of course, aimed at children and giving parents peace of mind to be able to kind of eavesdrop on their kids to see if they're actually approving of what's going into their ears. Well, that app has finally now seen the light of day, at least if you're living in Japan or Germany. The new Spotify for Kids app will allow parents to access their kids' listening history. They can even block individual songs or audio stories from even appearing in the Spotify Kids app. All parents will have to do is log into the grown-up section of Spotify Kids, click on the account you want to check out, and then head on over to listening history. As for when the app will be rolling out worldwide, Spotify has given no details regarding that. More than likely, this is a beta test run to see how much the kids are going to like it. Yeah, I'm not predicting good results. But hey, I do know one thing. Parents are going to love it. Hey, Telegram cryptocurrency users out there, this ain't gonna make you happy. Let's face it, there's been a lot of drama between the SEC, Telegram, a whole bunch of back and forth when it comes to cryptocurrency, and with Telegram's TON. Apparently TON is done. Now, TON was actually a blockchain platform designed for other decentralized cryptocurrencies, basically for anybody with a smartphone. And then last year, in October, the SEC actually ordered Telegram to completely halt the sales of their cryptocurrency because they failed to register an early sale of 1.7 billion in tokens prior to launching the network. Oops. Sad news for the Kickstarter workforce. Unfortunately, 39% of them, they don't have a job anymore. As you probably guessed, due to this damn COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of Kickstarter projects, they're not even getting started. And if they were already, they ain't pushing forward. Now, Kickstarter itself as a company, of course, is not going anywhere. But they are having to adapt some new strategies due to what's going on in the world right now. Kickstarter says they will brave the storm, and we'll be back with even more and better features soon. And finally, hey, what are you microwaving? Now, I don't want to know, MIT does. Yes, researchers over there at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory are actually creating a wireless system that will monitor people and how they use appliances in their home. Yes, including your microwave. Basically, what they want to do is gather a whole bunch of data about people and their habits. How many times you go to the fridge, how many times you turn on the microwave during the day, probably even how much you turn on your TV, sit your butt on the sofa, and do absolutely nothing. The data will actually be used to study the health habits of people, and of course, as you probably guessed, help insurance companies assess risks. Yeah. Now, the system's actually already got a name. It's called Sapple. Yes, Apple, add an S. And uses a smart electricity meter and a wireless wall-mounted device that emits and tracks radio signals to determine where a person is. Boy, if this doesn't sound like Orson Welles, I don't know what does. In any case, we'll read on. Those sensors then feed a machine learning module that determines where and when a particular appliances actually being used. Then, of course, all of this data gets uploaded to the cloud, and all of your privacy goes completely out the window. Do you happen to have a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. It is where you find everything that's going on the BTN network. Go check it out for yourself today. You can also check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come by our community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show. It is the weekend time. Have no fear, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend ahead, and thank you, as always, for listening.